This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary school.
All right, I want to follow up with a couple things that Alex covered in that last segment. And then I've got this stack of fake pandemic COVID news that is just mind-blowing. First, you know, he mentioned the demasculization, and we showed some articles there of the United States military versus the Chinese military. And guys, if you just want to roll the B-roll there, a Chinese military recruitment video has just been kind of going viral, and people are noticing that the Chinese military is very masculine in their recruitment videos, and they don't even show a single woman. Huh. Isn't that amazing? Meanwhile, our military is being forced to pay for transsexual surgeries, wear high heels, and other such nonsense. But the Chinese People's Liberation Army is putting out promotional videos that don't even feature a woman. So that may or may not tell you something. And then I have this video, and this is a very odd one. Really just shows the complete breakdown of civilization here in clip one. A Filipino man is berated as a Chinese man by a white supremacist, wink, wink. Check out this white supremacist, wink, wink, berating and harassing an Asian man on the New York subway.
There must have been reason for that. I don't think I had to ask. And one of the Chinese, once again, during when the Muslims locked up in their country.
There
why would good Chinese have Muslims locked up in their country? For no reason other than being Muslim. You should answer that. This seems to be so ethical, and this seems to be such a good Buddhist. For we know that Buddhism is not a Chinese religion. Buddhism is an Indian religion.
Of course, the irony there, it's not a white man, it's a black man. And then, of course, he's touching the railing on the subway and then touching his mask. That's good. That's like just lick. You might as well lick the railing. But that's another story. Now, the strange thing about this, most of the stuff that this black guy on the subway is saying is actually true. He's calling out the Chinese communists, arresting and killing black people, you know, arresting and detaining Muslims and all the other stuff that they have in the slave camps. So he's like right on, but it's like, why are you directing that at this guy sitting on a subway? What? Like, what is that? Now, this guy may be a little bit out of his mind based on what he's wearing. But so it's just crazy times to be alive. But there's a white supremacist harassing an Asian man on the train. But it's, I mean, everything you said is true. But again, why are you yelling at this guy on a train? That doesn't really make sense. But when we come back, I'm going to get into this stack of the fake pandemic news developments that's just going to blow your mind. But here's part of the issue we face, and I've talked about this a lot. We are in a race against time. Imagine it as two wicks going towards a big firework. Wicks, you know, burn pretty slow. You got time to run or whatever. You've got the wick of the globalists, which has been burning, slow burning to get to this firework, which is the explosion of humanity into the new age with all the technology, the life extensions, everything that they've just been sitting on. And you got the globalists whose wick's been building, and they want to be in control of that explosion so that when it happens and humanity enters this new era, they'll be in total control and humanity will be enslaved by the elite. Then you have the we the people, the citizens of Earth, the average Joe, the average Jill. And now we're awakening, and our wick is burning fast, getting to that explosion, but it's a race against time. And so here's the analogy. Dan Bongino is taking over Rush Limbaugh's time slot in a lot of those stations. He's not really taking over for Rush Limbaugh. My guess is won't have near the success, but Bongino, very popular on the Internet, and he will have success in that radio slot. And he's much more hardcore than Rush. I'm a big fan of Rush, have been since I was a kid, love Rush, I miss him every day. I like Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino is more hardcore against the deep state and the New World Order than Rush Limbaugh. Here's the problem. Even Dan Bongino is not hardcore enough to defeat these people. And I love Dan Bongino. But see, it's the InfoWars narrative. That's the hardcore information warfare that can defeat the New World Order. And until everyone gets in this mindset that we have here at InfoWars, not saying we're perfect, but we understand the enemy, until everyone gets that mindset, then can our wick burn fast enough?
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. I actually have, I told my producer here, I'm doing double duty today, hosting the Alex Jones Show and then the War Room later today. I have enough news today to cover 6 or 7 hours of news, so I'm going to maybe even struggle to get through all of it. But I have in front of me a stack of the fake pandemic COVID news here that is really, quite frankly, mind-boggling. And if everybody could understand this, if this could go mainstream and people could actually consume this rationally, logically, without their preconditioned bias, it would be game over. And I see all these people celebrating New Zealand reopened back up and they've got big concerts. And all the lefty libs are saying, see, New Zealand followed the science and masked and vaccinated. Now they get to be open. We could have been open the whole time. I've been open the whole time. You've embraced tyranny. Remember Obama said, there's no tyranny lurking around the corner. Uh-oh, here it is. Yep, you just experienced it. And now people are celebrating the tyranny. See, just go along with the tyranny. It's better for everyone. Never. But so, let's get into some of this COVID nonsense today. According to the world meters on new cases are at record lows for COVID in the United States of America. And nobody's talking about that. Nobody's celebrating that because that's not part of the agenda. And the states that have the most new cases are not Florida or Texas that are wide open or California with the most population. No, it's New York and New Jersey where they still have the strictest lockdowns and strictest mask measures. And, of course, probably the most inflated cases. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Again, it's all just the flu anyway. Here's some data out of Sweden and Czechia where it shows Sweden with 18% mask compliance down here at virtually zero COVID now. And you have Czechia, which has 86% mask compliance, still at highs for COVID. Why would that be? Because masks spread disease. Masks spread disease. Masks spread disease. And Fauci knows this. He wrote scientific papers on this. So why would that dirtbag rat be telling you to wear two masks? I think a criminal investigation may be needed for crimes against humanity, into Anthony Fauci. I go on. Look at some of the torture. Here's your crime against humanity for this fake pandemic. From a student, this is at the College Fix, I've tested negative for COVID 17 times this semester. My school still forces me to wear a mask outside and alone. So imagine that. And this is at every university. Imagine that at every university, they're making you take 17 nose swabs, which is not good for you, folks. It's not good to be shoving a thing up your nose. It's not. It does damage to your sinuses and other such things. But so they just do that 17 times a semester. Nobody's testing positive, and they say still wear the mask, still take the test every day. Disgusting. how we treat ourselves, like slaves. We've just totally embraced our medical tyranny, totally embraced our slavery to COVID. Oh, and how do you think this one's going to go? Robot doctors take over hospital to reduce COVID spread. And so now they have the little dog robot with a tablet on it like a face. And now that's your doctor, you know, to stop the spread of COVID. So now you'll have robot doctors being brought in because of COVID. So you won't even see a human anymore. That'll only be for the rich elite politicians. That'll only be for the rich elite Hollywood actors and actresses to see an actual doctor. You're gonna get some AI robot machine telling you what you need to do. Oh, that'll be fun. Israeli Jews petition International Criminal Court. Say Israel's mandatory COVID vaccines violate Nuremberg Code. Yes, every country needs to follow. And I'm not a big fan of Greg Abbott, but he has been emphatic that the state of Texas will never force vaccinate anyone. So God bless Texas for that. But in Israel, it's like the Nazis have taken over, and they are now forcing everybody to take the COVID vaccine in order to get their freedoms back. Yeah, that's a crime against humanity. It violates the Nuremberg Code. Anybody responsible for that needs to go to jail. But they're embraced as heroes for taking all of our freedoms. Story at InfoWars.com with the peer-reviewed study. Trust the science. Peer-reviewed study suggests CDC inflated COVID-19 fatalities. That's right. Just like we reported, gunshot deaths were COVID. Getting run over by a car was COVID. Drowning was COVID. Being 110 years old was COVID. It was all COVID. And it was also the hospitals could get payouts. We had that story a year ago. But now the real scientists and researchers and peer-reviewed studies are coming out saying, yep, it was all a fake pandemic. It doesn't stop there. Former FDA commissioner, social distancing was costly and was never based on clear science. That's right. And now all the people that promoted it, New York Times, Washington Post, they're looking around saying, who first said 6 feet? Where did this came from? Well, I don't know. I thought you did it. Well, I don't know. I thought you did it. Nobody knows. Where did 6 feet come from? It was never scientific. It was always made up. And it all came out of that rat behind Anthony Fauci. Moving on, COVID vaccine motivation. Krispy Kreme is giving away free donuts for showing vaccination card. Gross. So this is going to become the new marketing campaign, I'm guessing, is going to be mocked. It starts with Krispy Kreme. Oh, you'll get a free, you know, Big Mac from McDonald's. You'll get a free Whopper from Burger King. You'll get this. Just show us your vaccine card. We're beating a pandemic. Folks, please do not insert a experimental gene therapy technology into your body for a donut. Okay? And that, yeah, exactly. That's what people, obese people need is more donuts that are already at the most risk to die from anything. But wow, this story out of Bloomberg is incredible. mRNA COVID vaccines risky. Here's what the experts say. And in an incredible admission, they admit this is not really a vaccine. They admit this is all experimental and we don't know. And they even get into the side effects. I mean, and it won't stop anything. The people will still beg for the vaccine. But see, this is a left-wing, left-leaning news outlet, Bloomberg. They just published it all, but it's just matter of fact. It's, oh, you just go along with it. Oh, just go along with the new experimental technology. Oh, just everybody get it. Oh, just deal with the side effects. Like, for example, this individual promoting that, oh, I have asthma, so I got my vaccine first. Josh Whitacombe bragging that he gets his vaccine first because he has asthma. So celebrating his own slavery. And here's the incredible thing, and the writers are working on a story on this. If you scroll down in the comments, folks, see, we open up the phone lines and we take calls from people that have had firsthand experience with negative side effects from the vaccine, whether it's them or their family members or their neighbors or their friends or their nurses or doctors or teachers. And it's just all day long. We've done like five shows just all day long, just hundreds of calls. Yeah, negative side effects. Arm went numb, collapsed, got sick, know somebody that died, nonstop. There are people celebrating. You won't even believe this. There are people celebrating in the comments, in the replies to this individual, all of them saying they had negative side effects. Aches, pains, shivers. headaches, nausea, sickness, numbness. They're bragging about it. I've never seen anything so insane. And then, of course, you have the soy boy face there, the soy boy slave face, loving his vaccine. And then the people bragging about how they got the vaccine because they had this and they got the vaccine. Oh, they love their New World Order. They love their New World Order slavery. See, it's like being the first to be a slave. They're excited. We're the first to be New World Order slaves. We're the first on the slave plantation. Yeah, take that. And you go and scroll through the comments, and it's all people talking about, oh, I got the vaccine. My arm went numb. Oh, I got the vaccine. I passed out. I got the vaccine. I got sick. And it's just all public. It's all out there. Story out of, I'm not sure the name of this website. This is brought to me by the crew. If you don't get sick after coronavirus vaccine, is your immune system not working? Well, it's going to make you more sick than you've ever been. But yeah, it's rewriting your immune system. It's killing your immune system. It's giving you a synthetic biotechnology immune system. Folks, it doesn't stop there. I'll have more on this fake pandemic nonsense after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, I'm going to finish up with the COVID news here, but we've got major world developments happening right now, and the world is destabilizing by design. That's why the UN says Build Back Better, and then all of the political operatives of the UN promote the Build Back Better campaign, including Joe Biden. But, yeah, they see the United States destabilizing. They see it destabilized by design. They know Biden isn't stable. He could pop off at any moment. A war could start at any moment. And it's just like the whole world is destabilizing because the United States of America is destabilizing because we have an unstable president. So the border's collapsing. The economy could collapse at any minute. And Biden is up there napping, asleep at the switch. And it's all by design. So I'll get to some of that world development news. Coming up here shortly, and some other political news coming out of the Democrat Party, but I want to finish this. So, the story at Bloomberg, again, saying that it's not a vaccine, it's experimental technology, it's risky, I mean, covering all of it, right there in Bloomberg, but oh, matter-of-factly, and it's just okay, and we just go along with it, don't worry about it, don't ask any other questions. It's not totally effective. They even admit it. But, you know, it's good. It's good we're testing this on you. It's good you're a human guinea pig for Big Pharma that makes billions of dollars a day. That's a good thing for you. But that was out of left-leaning Bloomberg. Now, another one, this one didn't really have people as upset, the liberals reading it. They thought it's cool. Ooh, I'm getting brand new technology. Ooh, I'm elite. Woohoo. Yeah, you're a slave is what you are. But then you had this individual, Professor Emily Oster, write a piece for The Atlantic. Again, this is more hardcore left-leaning even. Kids are low risk. Go ahead and plan the summer. Plan a family vacation with your unvaccinated kids. And oh my gosh, the response, the hate, the attacks that this lady got. And you go look at her story in The Atlantic, it's all just science. It's all just data. She just totally gets all the data, compiles it, and says, you know what, it's safe to go on the vacation this year. Congratulations. And the liberals hate it. We don't want the data. We don't want the science. We don't want a vacation. We want fear. We want vaccines. We want everybody shut in and shut down. And it just shows you everything these people are about. They hate human freedom. They hate human activity. They hate a smiling face. They hate the light of God and the light of divine creation that you can see in someone's eyes and in their soul and their facial expressions. They hate all of it. They don't want you to go on a vacation. They don't want you to go back to school. They don't want you to go to that concert or that ball game. They want you vaccinated, and they want you enslaved, staying in your home like a good sheep, because that's who they are. It's scary, it's horrifying, it's unhuman, I don't recognize it. It's alien, it's foreign, it's deviant. And until it is stood up to in brash force and totally rejected, it will conquer our society. That's why you have Cardi B with her song WAP doing softcore porn videos for children. And then you go down to the Spring Breakers in Miami and it's hundreds of women stripping naked and shaking their butt like Cardi B. The total de-evolution of society. The total degradation. The total degenerization of society. Brought to you by Hollywood. Brought to you by the liberal left. They want you to be worn down, depressed, oppressed, and enslaved. Because that's who they are. slaves to their father, Satan. Moving on, because this explains why we have to deal with the fake pandemic. Federal judge alleges, kind of alleges, no, he calls it out, but this is the Epoch Times headline. Federal judge allows alleges Democrats are close to controlling all major news outlets. No, federal judge calls out the fact that the Democrats control all mainstream news outlets. That's what this federal judge did, who was part of the New York Times versus Sullivan decision, which he now regrets, saying that the media is now a monopolistic political power and it needs to be reformed. It's not good. It's dangerous. It's going to destroy America. So people are getting it. It's kind of like you have Border Patrol and ICE agents going on record saying, I can't believe this is happening at the southern border. The Biden administration is committing treason. They've got the border wide open. This is a national emergency. Biden is to blame. Now you have federal judge saying the Democrats control all media. They're killing free speech. They're censoring their opposition. And they're promoting their propaganda 24-7, which is New World Order propaganda, One World Government propaganda, UN propaganda, race-baiting propaganda, pro-China propaganda. Never based in reality or truth, never based in logic or common sense, never with the basic principles and foundation of freedom, never. So yeah, kind of a big deal when a federal judge, who was the key decision in the New York Times versus Sullivan landmark case, says that the Democrat Party and their control of the media is a threat to America. Kind of a big deal. But see, this is part of the process that I'm talking about. America's waking up. People are coming out of their holes. They're coming out of their shells. They're coming out from under the rock. They're taking their head out from under the sand or up their ass or wherever it's been. And they're saying, this is not good. There is a serious problem happening here. So the awakening is exploding forward. But the New World Order has always been 40 years ahead of us. So they've got like a tiny little gap before they get control of the world. We've got a massive gap to make up to beat them to the punch. And even though it's dead on arrival, it doesn't even matter. They're still rolling it out. I mean, look at Biden falling down flights of steps, not doing press conferences, can't even talk. Oh, but it looks like the Democrats may have the ouster coming soon for Biden. I'm going to talk about that coming up. China using COVID-19 vaccine to push Huawei in Latin America, Southern Command warns. So yeah, oh, we're going to bring in Huawei and we'll make deals with you and we'll give you our 5G. But just here, you know, take our vaccines and we'll make a good deal with you with Huawei. Just go under our control and we'll bring you Huawei. Guarantee you Biden won't say a thing about that. And of course, as Alex mentioned earlier, China, the big trade winner from lockdowns in the West, that's out of the Telegraph. So, yeah, the left and China control our media. They just faked a pandemic. China came out on top. Go figure. So China, the adversary of the United States, controls our White House now, owns Biden, controls our media, owns our media, controls our Hollywood, owns our Hollywood, controls our sports leagues. And any celebrity that sold out that wants to get into the Chinese market, they own all of them. So yeah, they faked a pandemic, China stayed open, and then China increased its GDP. China increased its output. China increased its number of millionaires and billionaires. While we, the American people, suffered the massive losses during the fake pandemic, and now the people in our country are so brainwashed, they love it. The liberals still wear 2-3 masks. They harass you if you don't wear a mask. They love the lockdown. They don't want businesses back open. They don't want schools back open. Why don't they just go live in a cave like their Neanderthal cousins?
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping. at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and at Buzzer Operation. Plus, all of the Emmerix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerix Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Live on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. Taking care of some big business right now is Alex. So your prayers are requested. Always share the links as well. And don't forget to shop at InfoWarsStore.com for all your health supplements, survival gear, air filtration, water filtration, Patriot shirts and hats. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big sale going right now. 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, like BrainForce Plus. Some of these are going quick, by the way. In fact, I know we've just sold out of a few things. I've got a fresh sheet here. Yeah, we have sold out of VasoBeat Complete, and We do still have Alpha Power in stock, Prostaguard in stock, Brainforce Plus in stock. Don't forget about 50% off the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash, the Kava Chill, and all Emmerich Essentials still 50% off. So that's all still in stock. That's just part of the mega blowout sale. And if you order those, any of those items that are on sale, you will get free shipping, but only on those items. And by the way, you may notice a lot of our popular supplements are not available right now because there's been a breakdown in the supply chain, folks. It's all by design. So if you're noticing at InfoWarsStore.com how it's taking longer to replenish our supply on some of these supplements, it's just like we told you. This is a supply chain collapse to hurt the U.S. economy. China's not having this problem, but oh, we are, thanks to our Democrat overlords shutting down our economy and committing treason against this country. That's what they seem to do on a daily basis. Isn't it amazing? And they have built a wall around Congress to ensure that their treason can go guarded and protected by the United States military. So remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. The sale's happening right now. If you don't have a water filter, an air filter, emergency food supplies, those are must-have things in the household. So take advantage of the specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I'm thinking about this now, what's happening to our military, and it's really sad. It's really sad. So let me build up with this stack of news here to get to this point. This is how things work. This is how things work in the Biden administration. So, you just had 24 individuals charged in a voter fraud probe in North Carolina. Wow. 24 people charged over voter fraud in North Carolina. So that just came down the pipeline. But the judge, the federal prosecutor, Robert Higdon, that was appointed by Trump after he got the 24 charges of voter fraud in North Carolina, Joe Biden called and requested that he would resign. Isn't that something? You do your job, you do it well, Joe Biden gives you a phone call, not to congratulate you, but to lay you off. Imagine that. So, Robert Higdon finds 24 counts of voter fraud in North Carolina, gets the evidence, gets the charges. Next day, Biden calls and says, please, you're fired. Wow. Who's trying to cover up voter fraud, I wonder? Oh, boy. Now, here's the Democrat control of our apparatus rearing its ugly head. California bill would ban members of hate groups. We all know what that means, right? Whitey, Trump supporter, anything pro-patriotic, pro-Second Amendment, that's now considered a hate group. Otherwise, they would have introduced a bill like this long ago if it was about actual hate groups. But no, you just assume if you're in a hate group, you're not getting hired anyway. That's called the United States of America's free market. But the left doesn't like to promote that, so they want total control of it. And so now they're saying that if you are in a hate group, you cannot join the California police force. So what does that really mean? Again, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a patriot, if you're pro-Second Amendment, if you listen to InfoWars, you're no longer allowed to be a cop. And, of course, they know that that will pretty much bring the police force down to nothing. Most cops are patriots, Second Amendment activists. And so it's all by design to destroy the police force. California is going to be the worst. They're going to be hit by it the first. So expect crime in California to continue to skyrocket and expect California to continue to turn into a third world hellhole as the California police is going to be dissolved from within. And now externally, anybody who wants to join it, if you've ever watched an InfoWars broadcast or you know, been in a pro Second Amendment group or anything like that, or voted for Trump, they won't let you become a police officer now. Not just happening, though, inside the police force, but also happening inside the military. Remember, the Democrats were doing interviews with all the Border Patrol in D.C. to make sure they didn't vote for Trump. And then if they found out they were Trump supporters, they'd be kicked out. Oh, well, maybe not yet. That's coming. And now the Pentagon is going to be doing extremism training for troops who see Capitol riot and BLM protests as similar. So the Democrat Party and the left wing have now completely politicized our military. The United States military is no longer the United States military. It's now a left wing activist group. So look at everything that the left wing and the Democrats have taken over. Hollywood, it's no longer about movies. It's no longer about entertainment. It's about left wing Democrat propaganda. Look at the news. It's no longer about truth. It's no longer about actual news. It's left-wing Democrat propaganda. Look at our sports leagues. It's no longer about sports. It's no longer about fun. It's all left-wing Democrat propaganda. And so now it's the police force. Now it's the military. The Democrat Party are totalitarians. So what does that mean? That means they want, and if not stopped, will get control of everything. They get control of the border. Look at what happens. The border disappears. So even the border has been politicized. They politicize everything. These are sick, demented people that we're dealing with. And they are the biggest threat in the world right now. Leftism, leftist authoritarianism, leftist globalism, leftist global tyranny. And of course, there's the elite at the top of all this running the stage, the separate societies with the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs and all of it. But the only reason they're able to be successful is because they're able to brainwash and control and manipulate the left wing in this country that's allied and merged with them. So, yeah, the biggest threat to humanity is not man-made climate change. It's not Donald Trump. It's not all the stuff they tell you. It's left wing totalitarianism. That's the biggest threat to humanity. That's the biggest threat to planet Earth. That's the biggest threat to freedom. But they don't value freedom, so they don't really care. So now they're in control of the police force, and they'll make sure it's only left-wing radicals or criminals that get in there that they can control, and they'll do the same thing with the military now. And the saddest part of all of this, folks, and Cassandra Fairbanks is working on a story. She says this: I'm getting so many emails from veterans who were arrested at the Capitol. The government is basically using their service as a point in the prosecution against them. Yet Antifa and BLM can terrorize cities and be released without bail. She's responding to all, and she's going to try to write a story about each individual and publish that at the Gateway Pundit. So I've been talking about this. I'm glad Cassandra Fairbanks is finally picking up the ball and rolling with it. Folks, the Democrat Party already has concentration camps. The Democrat Party already has detention centers. The Democrat Party already has the gulags. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of Trump supporters that are rotting in jails right now. Dozens, if not hundreds, of military veterans that are rotting in jail right now. Now, remember, why do the Democrats hate the military? Because the military pledged to fight all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, what does that mean? The Democrat Party is the domestic enemy. So they have to throw the veterans in jail because they know they're the enemy that the military swore to fight against.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
A Democrat mainstream media insurrection against the United States of America. In my view, it's open treason against this country. And so that's why they have their walls around the Capitol. That's why they have their censorship of the media. And that's why Joe Biden is hiding and won't do a press conference. Because everybody knows Trump won in a record landslide and they stole it from him. Everybody knows that Biden couldn't fill a high school gymnasium. He couldn't even fill a high school locker, let alone a locker room. He couldn't even fill a locker. Everybody knows they've opened the border wide open. It's total sedition. It's total treason. Everybody knows that Biden shut down our energy. Everybody knows gas prices are skyrocketing. Everybody knows that violent crime is skyrocketing. And if the media wasn't there protecting the Democrat Party and Biden, everybody would know it's the Democrat Party and Biden responsible. And of course, this is just common sense. You look at any major city in America that's been run by Democrats for 50 years, it's the highest crime rate in the country. And it's not even close. It's also got the highest rates of poverty in the country. So imagine, Democrats take control of the major cities 50 years ago and drive every single one of them into poverty and violent crime. And they still vote Democrat. Or do they? I'm not so sure we've had any real elections in this country for a long time, at least not in mass. So, this is the issue at hand. And I just hope that America can have a great awakening in response to all of this within enough time that we can salvage what we have left here in America and build another prosperous civilization into, through the 20th century and beyond. But at this rate, with the current system of control and the Democrats going full authoritarianism and totalitarian, it's not looking good. They will dissolve the United States of America into a one-world government. And all the things that we've taken for granted, private property, ease of access, options for food and groceries and everything else in between and schools, all of it will be gone. Gone. And I mean, I get it. I get why the average person on Fox News that has $1 million salary doesn't get freaked out by this. Of course they're not. They got everything they need. They're living in the lap of luxury. They're kicking it at the country club. It's all good, baby. No, this is serious stuff. And I have a feeling that for the first time since Biden has been in office, that the long knives are now out for him and there is an active agenda to remove him. And the reason I'm saying this is because last night I saw more anti-Biden headlines and pro-Kamala Harris headlines than I've ever seen. So that usually means there's a plan afoot when you understand how the media and the Democrat Party operates in their collusion and in their agendas. Here's a couple examples from Slate.com. Joe Biden wiped out big time on the Air Force One stairs, and then they talk about how he can't walk, he's not having press conferences, what is going on? Uh-oh. Of course, you have Biden saying President Harris. How many times has he said that now? 10 times he says President Harris. You had Biden the other day saying that Harris was smarter than him. Well, then why did you run? Why did you even run, Joe, if Harris is so great? By the way, Harris didn't receive a single vote. She dropped out of the race. She was the least popular candidate. She also said that she believed the accusers against Joe Biden of the sexual assault and harassment. So it's funny how that's all changed. But Biden, why did you even run? If you're so weak and you can't handle a press conference and you can't handle the crises and you think Harris is smarter, then why did you even run, Joe? They're getting ready to wipe him out, folks. Washington Times, president in waiting, Harris seizes spotlight with Biden's future uncertain. Oh. Now, I don't think Harris has ever seized anything except for maybe Willie Brown's jock. But, boy, oh, boy. You know, I'll be honest. Dealing with Biden is one thing. I never really have to deal with him. If they put Harris in, and she'll probably be accompanied by Pelosi, I mean, the disaster that that's going to be is just unforeseeable, quite frankly. I really don't even know. Because it's going to turn into a tea party with them, like little girls playing at, you know, a picnic in the summer at a park. And it'll be all fun and games, and they'll destroy this country. They'll destroy millions of Americans' lives. They'll completely wreck everything. And they'll just laugh about it and glad hand themselves. We're women. We're in charge. We're running the show. Yay! And the whole world will go to hell, and war will break out around the world. And Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi will be up there clinking glasses saying, we did it for women. Yay! Joe Biden says at some point he will visit the border. At some point, guys, at some point. We don't know when because, well, Joe doesn't know when because he's told what to do and when to do it. But at some point, the double mask wearing can't walk or talk freak says at some point he'll visit the border. Boy, now we know why they had to get Warnock in there so bad. Probably a lot of blackmail on this guy. A lot of blackmail on this guy. I mean, think about just what we know about him and the abuse he covered up at the church in Georgia. When he ran over his wife during a domestic dispute. That's just what we know about him. Imagine what we don't know about this guy. But the Democrats had to steal that election in Georgia to get him in. Well, here's what he's up to. He's pushing for voting rights. Of course, we all know what that means. Giving Democrats ease of access to cheating and legalizing their big cheat. So that's what that's really about. Everybody already has voting rights. If you ask a Democrat, what voting rights do we need? They couldn't tell you. Everybody's already got it. So that's the big lie. Warnock says reasonable gun reform is a necessity. Because of the Atlanta shootings. There it is. There it is. We were waiting for it. We weren't sure when it was going to come, but there it is. Blame the gun. Blame the gun as usual. Doesn't matter that there's cities in Georgia that have the highest percentage of gun ownership in America, and they have the lowest percentage in violent crime. But I wouldn't expect the Georgia senator to know that. Why would I expect him to know anything about his own state? After all, he's a Democrat. All he knows is the agenda that he's told to promote and the words that he's told to say. So that's what the Democrats are up to. Isn't it fun? The Democrats are politicizing our military. The Democrats are politicizing our police. The Democrats are coming for our Second Amendment. They're coming for our First Amendment. They're trying to destroy fair, the integrity of our elections. Our southern border is wide open. Oh, and don't forget, Biden is also saber-rattling with China and with Putin and being laughed at because he's the most corrupt president we've ever had. China owns him. And so when Blinken shows up with the Chinese delegation, they laugh in his face saying, you don't have any standing here. We own your ass. You're corrupt. Your president's corrupt. Your media's corrupt. We own all of you. Don't sit here and try to lecture me, you fool. And the amazing thing is, I mean, look, to China's, I mean, you got to be honest. I mean, China, obviously, I'm no fan of the Communist Party, but, like, they're being honest about the situation. They're telling the world, we own Biden. We own the United States of America. You will be destabilized. It will be the Chinese 21st century, and we're going for world power. They're bragging about it. They're set up to do it. They've put in the proper measures. China can go for world domination in the next 10 years, and it will all be thanks to Biden opening the doors in the West. But here's some of the other developing news there. Iran threatens U.S. Army post and top general. So, again, Biden talking trash on Iran. But see, here's the thing. With Trump, it was measured, and he was actually communicating with these people. With Biden, he's not talking to them. Harris is talking to them, and Biden is unstable, and they all know it. So it's really just rude and disrespectful for Biden to be saying anything in public about any of this, because Harris handles his international diplomatic phone calls, and Biden can't even remember what he ate for breakfast. And the whole world knows it. Japan and U.S. defense chiefs affirm cooperation over Taiwan emergency. Japan may deploy military to protect U.S. from China. Tokyo warns of Taiwan tensions, seeks to deploy military overseas for the first time since 1945. Wow, boy. The war kits, the war drums, the war constellations are all coming into focus now, aren't they? Didn't take long, did it? Didn't take long, did it? Hey, say what you want about Trump. He didn't start these wars. He wasn't about the military-industrial complex. He wanted to end them, and he got sabotaged by the Pentagon many times, actually. He's learning about it now. So, yeah, the New World Order wants a bunch of war. They need to kill about 50, 100 million people in a World War III scenario and then bring in the world government to save us from war. But, hey, don't worry, guys. Buckingham Palace is considering a diversity czar in wake of the Meghan Markle interview. So an entitled briefcase model is bringing down the royal crown. I'm not even complaining. This one is a show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.